long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. It is Game 3 of the six-game series in Indianapolis between the Indians and the Columbus Clippers. Yesterday, Indianapolis tied the series at one game apiece, snapping a four-game losing streak and snapping the Clippers' nine-game winning streak. The Clippers are now 10-4 on the season. Indianapolis, with the victory, moved back over the 500 mark. They are 7-6. It was a back-and-forth affair in the early going yesterday. The Clippers fell behind when Anthony Alford, here on a Major League rehab assignment, hit a solo home run in the first inning. The Clippers tied it with a Jose Fermin solo shot in the third. Fermin had a big game for the Clippers, a three-hit day. But after his home run, the Clippers would take the lead in the top of the fourth inning. They scored an unearned run to go up 2-1, but the lead was short-lived. In the bottom half of the fourth, Indy got things going. Leadoff walk, then a double, then a two-run single from Kanan, Smith, and Jigba gave Indianapolis a 3-2 lead. They would tack on another run. Smith and Jigba scored on a double play ball to make it 4-2. They tacked on another run in the sixth inning. It was Smith and Jigba again, this time a leadoff walk, and he came around on a bases-loaded walk to Jared Oliva. That made it 5-2. The Clippers would get another run in the ninth inning. Jose Fermin did it again, a solo home run to get him to within a pair, but that's as close as Columbus would get. Fermin had a three-hit day, the only Clipper with a multi-hit affair. The Clippers had three runs on just six hits. Indianapolis, five runs on seven hits. So today, the Clippers will try and get back into the win column. They'll give the ball to Jamie Arias, who will make his AAA debut. Just added to the roster yesterday, 23 years of age, the Woodland, California native, will get the start against Indianapolis as the Clippers try and start another winning streak. Rain in the overnight, a little bit Indianapolis today, but hopefully this game will go off without a hitch. Clippers fans, sit back and relax because the starting lineups and first pitch are coming up. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And at the ballpark we are here at Victory Field. The lights are on, clouds are overhead, but it looks like the rain, for the most part, is out of the Circle City for the rest of the afternoon. So we will have baseball unfettered. 57 degrees will be your game time temperature. Winds coming out of the west at 8 miles per hour under cloudy skies. Game time conditions presented, as always, by Aldi. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your local favorites. For all your favorites at low prices, Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Here are the starting lineups, and those are presented by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here. And the only place to watch the Clippers home or away all season long on all your devices is on MILB.TV. Use promo code CLIPPERS at checkout. Save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV today. For Columbus, leading things off. And at second base again today, Richie Palacios. He will be followed by Will Benson at designated hitter. Luke Maley's rehab assignment continues. He will be the three-hitter and the backstop. Oscar Gonzalez is the cleanup man in right field. Then Daniel Johnson batting fifth in left. Alex Call in center bat sixth. Bottom third of the Clippers order, David Fry at first base. Mitch Tolman the shortstop. And Jose Fermin, a couple of home runs yesterday for Fermin. He'll be at third base batting ninth. On the hill for Columbus today will be Jaime Arias making his AAA debut. Here's the lineup he'll face for the Indy Indians. Kanan, Smith, and Jigba will be in right field leading off. Travis Swaggerty in center field bat second. Anthony Alford third. He will be in left. The cleanup man is Rodolfo Castro. He's been at third base, but playing second today. Hunter Owen will be the third baseman batting fifth. Bly Madris, the Des Brent Sita, the first baseman seventh. Taylor Davis, eighth at catcher. And Connor Kaiser will be the shortstop, and he'll bat ninth. Out on the hill for the Indy Indians, and throwing the first pitch fastball up and in, is Nathan Kirby. We are underway right on time at noon 05 here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Light crowd on hand. The weather has not been great, really, at any stop early in the season. So next pitch is a fastball that comes in low. One ball, one strike to Richie Palacios. two balls, no strikes, rather. Had to re-correct the scoreboard up there. Palacios hitting 227 on the young season. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch. Misses inside, 3-0. Palacios has drawn six walks. His on-base percentage at 320. Among his 10 hits, five have gone for extra bases, four doubles, a triple. Still looking for his first home run of the year. 3-0 offering is taken for a called strike at the top of the zone. That will get Kirby into the count. Palacios, if he were playing anywhere but Indianapolis, would have had his first home run of the year. Probably in yesterday's game, but the way the wind was blowing prevented that. Takes a 3-1 pitch he thought was low, but it's called a strike, and that'll fill it up. Richie was heading up the first baseline. But he was informed that he needs to return. Aaron Higgins calling the balls and strikes today. There's ball four, a curve up in his eyes, and Palacios sneaks a peek back at the home plate umpire just to make sure, but Higgins sends him to first base. Zoe Evans is the ump at first. Reed Bassner at third, your crew today. So leadoff walk for the Clippers. They have done a nice job cashing in free base runners to start an inning. First pitch to the lefty batting. Will Benson is inside for ball one. So Kirby having a spot of trouble with the strike zone here. Benson waits. Palacios has a big lead. Not going here. The next pitch is a changeup. Swung on and missed. And the count evens at 1-1. Long pause. Kirby staring down Palacios, who has a huge lead. He's not going. And this ball is swung on and missed. It's in the dirt. Kicks all the way over to the on-deck circle. Palacios to second base. Rounds it, but he'll hold there. So Benson chased the breaking ball down and in, but for the Clippers, they get an extra 90 feet on the wild pitch. One ball, two strikes now, and the catcher, Taylor Davis, heads out to the mound to have a word. Looked like he might have gotten crossed up there. Not expecting the breaking ball. Series even at a game apiece. The Clippers yesterday had their nine-game winning streak snapped. Meeting on the mound is over. Benson is back in the left-handed batter's box. He waits. Here's the pitch. Went back to the off-speed, and he swung and missed for strike three. One down for Luke Maley. Maley played eight innings last time. Was not in the lineup yesterday. So we'll see if he goes the full game today. Eight at-bats so far. 10 total trips to the plate. He's drawn two walks. He's got five hits. He's driven in three runs. 625 batting average. That'll do. First pitch to him is a fastball off the outside corner for ball one. Of course, the stats are of little importance overall when it comes to a major leaguer on a rehab assignment. What the big club wants to know is, how does he feel? How does the body react? String in spring training looks at a pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Davis. It stays right at his feet. Two balls, no strikes. Sure, it's better if the rehabber has good success and good numbers. What they want to hear from the reports, how's the timing? How does he bounce back from more and more effort? 2-0 pitch to Maley, that's low. Three balls and no strikes. And one of the good things about having so much success at the plate, that means Maley has been on the bases, he's been able to test himself in that regard, and he's looked like he's running free and easy. Scored from second on a couple of plays. He actually scored from first base on a triple. And he takes outside for ball four. That's a four-pitch walk from Nathan Kirby. And Kirby so far is just not throwing enough strikes. 13 pitches, only five in the strike zone. And even among those, the three pitches that Will Benson swung at, I think only one of those would actually have been a called strike. So Oscar Gonzalez stands into the right-handed batter's box with ducks on the pond, and he likes driving him in. He's got 8 RBIs on the year. First pitch, runner takes off from second. Palacios with a head-first dive is in safely. Maley did not take off on the back half. But Richie Palacios, that's smart baseball. I've said this about Richie from the second game he came up here to AAA when I was able to see him get on base and how he played. Richie Palacios is a very, very smart, aggressive baseball player. He timed up the move a little bit, but also knowing that the left-hander Kirby is battling the strike zone, and the first pitch that he threw was way out of the zone as well, he's going to focus more on the batter than the base runners, and so he took advantage, and now he's at third with fewer than 2 outs. Gonzalez swings and fouls the pitch away. Got a changeup up in the zone a little bit. Gonzalez waited a bit too long. So it's 1-1. Double play still in order with Maley at first base. And even though he has been running free and easy, he's not exactly a speed demon. Gonzalez cuts and fouls one off his toe, 1-2. From early on, you can see with Richie Palacios, he was going to put pressure on the defense when he got on the bases. Reminds me a little bit of what we saw from a young middle infield prospect for, at the time, the Indians that came up to AAA for the first time, Jose Ramirez. It's a hard ground ball to third base. That could be a double play ball. They go to second for one. Relay to first, and it's just in time for the twin kill. Gonzalez hit it too hard. Right over to Hunter Owen. They go 5-4-3 double play. The Clippers get 2 walks but no runs after a half. No score in Indianapolis.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake. If you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Indianapolis comes to the plate for the first time today, and they will face a first-time AAA pitcher. Jaime Arias, just promoted from A-ball. Going through his warm-up tosses. Arias wearing number 10. The Clippers in the road gray pants. They've got on the bright red jerseys, navy caps with the red brim. Indianapolis in the home whites. Red numbers and letters. Red caps with the black brim. Jaime Arias started this year at Lake County. None as a starter. First pitch is in for a called strike. And it's 0-1 to Kanan Smith-Njigba. Signed as an undrafted free agent in 2020. Arias delivers another called strike. Of course, that 2020 season, there were a lot of undrafted free agents signed around Major League Baseball because it was just a 5-round draft. Next offering is off the outside corner. 1-2. In his first pro season, Arias pitched in 23 games at Lynchburg, made 9 starts, and his numbers look really good. Next pitch swung on, fouled away, still 1-2. He had a 381 earned run average overall. That is good but not outstanding. Some of the other numbers, though, you look at the whip, 0.94, allowed fewer than a base runner per inning, a 208 opponent's batting average. Smith and Jigba waits, lefty-lefty matchup. Here again comes the 1-2, and it is up out of the zone, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 12 home runs, that was a lot. But he struck out 111 batters in 87 and a third innings, and just 15 base on balls. The 2-2, fouled away. So he is a strike thrower. Had an 8-4 record. Two-two, swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. Jaime Arias strikes out the first man he faces here in AAA. He was among the strikeout leaders in the minor leagues in the Guardians organization last year. So he is one of the under-the-radar type minor leaguers for the Guardians that people are going to want to keep an eye on. Goes to work with an off-speed pitch in for a called strike, 0-1 to Travis Swaggerty. Fastball, curveball, changeup, and a cutter for the young left-hander. Next pitch, again with the off-speed, came in low. Arias signed out of Fresno State. It's a late swing at a fastball. Swaggerty, the lefty, batting an even 200 on the year. No homers, 3 batted in. Next offering, fastball that time is high. The heaters come in 87 to 89 miles per hour. Kicking the pitch from the southpaw. Fouled away once more. Yeah, the Clippers had 2 base runners in the first inning, could not bring them in. And for Indianapolis, they are going to use a lot of arms today. They've used a lot of arms every day. But it will be a bullpen day from the looks of things. That's Jared Eckhoff down there getting loose right now. Next pitch, fouled down his way. Still 2-2. Slight shift to the pull side against the left-handed batter. Arias peers in over his glove, now into the motion. The double deuce is outside. Came with a fastball and missed it. Full count to Swaggerty. 7 hits. Only one of them for extra bases for Swaggerty. He has a double. The payoff. Banged up the middle. That's going to get in for a base knock. Alex Call cuts it off as it gets to the left center field gap. That'll be a single for Swaggerty. He's at first, one down. And that'll bring up Anthony Alford. Alford on a rehab assignment for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Has played in 2 games so far, 1-for-6. The hit was a homer. Solo home run yesterday. That gave Indianapolis a 1-0 lead. The Clippers would tie it on a Jose Fermin homer, his first of 2. And the Clippers took a 2-1 lead. After that, though, Indianapolis regained the lead and never looked back. All for the right-handed batter. And he deals. And it's up and in. 1 ball, no strikes. So Alford at the plate. Luke Maley behind the plate, the catcher for the Clippers today, both on Major League rehab assignments. The 1-0. Up top, 2 balls, no strikes. Injury report presented by Mount Carmel. Visit them online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Maley getting close to a return to the major leagues. 2-0 pitch. Fastball by him. 2-1. Guardians also have James Karinchak on the injured list, still out in Arizona. Has not yet begun pitching from the mound. Still at the long toss stage of his rehab with a teres major strain. 2-1. High and away. Three balls and a strike now to the Indianapolis left fielder. No score, bottom of the first inning. Gloomy day in central Indiana. But the weather is supposed to get much, much nicer as the week goes along. Possible highs near 80. Alford swings and crushes a ball foul on the third base side. That'll fill the count. See what they do with Swaggerty at first. Indianapolis has been traditionally very, very aggressive on the base paths at times to the extent of lunacy. Nobody runs into more outs on the bases than the Indianapolis Indians. Payoff pitch, runner goes. Here it comes, it's high for ball four. So Swaggerty moves to second base, Alford to first on a walk, and Rodolfo Castro, the second baseman, stands in. He has been a performer this year for Indianapolis, no doubt about it. Castro batting 306. But he has as many walks as hits, so his on-base percentage, and it's going to get better. Here's a ball hit hard down the left field line. It hits right on the line, fair to the corner. One run is in. Alford being waved around. The relay to the plate will not be in time. It's a two-run double. Alford has an awkward slide into home, pops up, and then fell down, but he appears none the worse for wear. Rodolfo Castro does it again. That's a two-run double, his third double of the year. RBI is 6-7, and Indianapolis grabs a 2-0 lead in the first inning. And that will bring up Hunter Owen. These Indy Indians, one of the better hitting clubs in terms of batting average around the International League. Arias goes to work, gets a swing and a miss on the first pitch to Hunter Owen. Strike one. They've got the sixth best batting average overall. Swinging a pop-up, foul out of play, 0-2. What the Indians do not do much of is hit home runs. Only seven homers on the year. That is the fewest in the International League. Only the Buffalo Bisons remain under double digits. They've got eight. A lot of that is a park factor. Victory Field is the biggest yard in AAA baseball. Go to Owen. Off-speed swung on and missed. Good-looking changeup there. And Owen down on strikes. Second K for Arias. They don't hit many home runs, but they do hit doubles. That was number 30 on the year. And that ties in with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and the Rochester Red Wings for second in doubles around the International League. St. Paul has 32. Bly Madrid to the plate now. The designated hitter swings and fouls away the first offering, 0-1. There is activity already for the Clippers in the bullpen. It is, again, a bullpen day. Eli Lingos down there. Runner goes. Here's the pitch. It is a called strike, and there's no throw at all from Maley. He didn't even make a motion to throw. I don't know if he just figured it was a moot point because it was such a good jump for Castro. Castro steals third, and the count is 0-2. The pitch. Got him swinging. So the stolen base doesn't matter a bit. Three strikeouts, two runs do score. Single walk, double, and Indianapolis leads it 2-0 after an inning.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Two to nothing, Indianapolis on top, and a new pitcher on for the Indy Indians. Jared Eichhoff will take the hill. Indiana native from Evansville. Last year was in the Mets system. A lot of time in Syracuse and also in the bigs for the Metropolitans. 31 years of age. He's a big fella, 6'4", 245 pounds. Clippers had two base runners, no hits in their half of the first inning. They didn't score. So it'll be 5, 6, and 7 due up. Daniel Johnson, left-hander, stands in. First pitch, fastball at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Johnson, Call, and Fry due up for the Clippers. Next offering, big bender, and that falls in for a strike, quickly 0-2. Daniel Johnson, .243 batting average on the season. The 0-2, back to the curve. He tried to hold up his swing, couldn't do it. And Johnson goes down on three pitches. Here's Alex Call now. Call, the Clippers center fielder from Burnsville, Minnesota. Righty-righty matchup, back to the curveball to start. And this is a called strike over the outside corner, so looking pretty good early, Matt Eichelman. Fastball, that is up and in, missed badly. First time he has thrown anything out of the strike zone. Eichelman in the windup, delivers a fastball up and in, and it hit him. Did it get him on the head? His batting helmet came flying off. Looks okay, though. He's never lost his feet. Oh, that's a scary moment. Headed right up the first baseline. Trainer never emerged. Get a look at the replay here. Oh, it didn't hit him on the, thank goodness. Hit him on the back of the shoulder as he turned away. I was not able to see live where it hit him, but on the replay, it hit him on the back of the shoulder. He spun, careening off his head. So man on and a man out, and David Fry at the plate. First pitch to him outside for ball one. Fry, the Clippers first baseman, hitting just .130 on the year. Slow start. He's got two homers. He's got two doubles. Middle infield in double play position. Next pitch, curve, is a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. Clippers pen quiet at the moment. So I don't know if that means Arias will get another inning, or Lingos is ready to go. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. Off speed, swung on and missed. Throw down is not in time, and the ball is dropped, making it a moot point. So Call steals second. That's his first stolen base on the year. The Clippers have not been running much. That's steal number 11 on the season. About middle of the pack in the International League this year. Nobody's stolen more bases than Indianapolis. Fry hits a towering pop-up into shallow left field. The shortstop is out. Kaiser, he'll make the catch for out number two. Indy stole a base in the first inning. That gives them 22 on the season. They've only been caught twice. So they are running a ton. We talked about that earlier. They take chances on the bases. But this year they have been very, very efficient in stealing. Runner in scoring position, two down for Mitch Tolman. Left-handed batter. Tolman looks at a curveball that goes high and away for ball one. Call with good speed, leads and delivers. Change up in for a called strike. Tolman couldn't pull the trigger on it. Long look in from the big right-hander. He's got his sign, peeks to second, turns and burns. And a fastball hit on the ground right into the teeth of the shift. The second baseman's got it. Throw to first from Castro is in plenty of time. The Clippers again get a base runner without the aid of a hit and once more leave them stranded. Inning and a half in the books here from the Circle City. It is Indianapolis 2, Columbus nothing.
This isn't your regular cola. So this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
Indy coming up, leading 2-0 here in the bottom half of the second inning. Brent Seaton to lead things off, the first baseman, then Taylor Davis and Connor Kaiser, bottom third of the order. First pitch swing and a high fly ball to center field. Alex Call drifting over toward right, tracking it, and will squeeze it, one pitch and one out. It is Jaime Arias back out on the hill. So we got that first AAA inning out of the way. It was a mixed bag for him. He struck out three in the first, but allowed a single, a walk, and a two-run double. Southpaw has his sign, goes into the motion, and throws it on the outside corner, a called strike. The strike zone today looks like it is a little bit more generous than we've seen the first two games of the series. Yesterday, it was a dinner plate. 0-1. That's in for a called strike. 0-2. Fastball on the outer half. Arias working quickly, has his sign and deals. And he elevated a fastball that's hit in the air to right center field. Over toward the gap, Oscar Gonzalez makes the catch and almost takes out Alex Call in the process. Call peeled off his route at the very last second. And it's a good thing he did, because if you're running full bore and you run into Oscar Gonzalez running in the other direction, well, you're probably going to bear the brunt of that collision if you're Alex Call. Nine-hitter Connor Kaiser. Righty batter, first pitch. Just off the inside corner for ball one. Fastball, 88 miles per hour. That's been about the average for Arias so far. His next pitch is popped up first base side, but that's foul and will get out of play. Arias back to it. Throws a fastball high. Two balls and a strike. Kaiser without a hit this so far this season. Takes called strike on the inside corner. Playing in just his third game, he is 0-for-5 with a run scored. He waits the 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. And he swings, and it's at high in the air and deep to left field, but not deep enough. Daniel Johnson back, shy of the warning track, will squeeze it for out number three. Three straight flyouts. Everybody gets involved in the outfield, and Arias heads back to the dugout with a scoreless frame. We've played two here in Indianapolis. It is the Indians 2 and the Clippers nothing.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Whether you're streaming towards it like a locomotive or it's a few years away, it's a good time to make sure you're on track to have your retirement needs met. Make sure your plans are moving forward the way you want. If you haven't established a plan yet, you need to start. Plan to listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services every Sunday at 9 a.m. for the Safe Money Retirement Show. John Heishman will share retirement planning strategies and ideas that could make a huge difference in the quality of your life and retirement. This Sunday, you don't want to miss John Heishman discussing managing risk in retirement. Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. And catch previous shows on the Safe Money Retirement Show podcast by going to WMNI.com and looking under the features column. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI. Don't miss it.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top three. Here come the Columbus Clippers. They are down by a 2-0 score. Jose Fermin to lead things off. A pair of home runs yesterday. He leads the Clippers with four long balls. He swings and bashes the first pitch. Foul down the left field line. Both home runs went to straightaway left field. Both just got over the wall. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball hit to right field. That's going to fall in for the first Clippers hit of the day.
Thank you.
So for me at first base, the Clippers will turn the lineup card over. Richie Palacio stands in. First pitch, fastball off the outside corner. Palacios waits, and the next pitch comes in over, but just below the strike zone. Fermin with a modest lead at first base as the right-hander Eichhoff delivers. That's low. Three balls and no strikes to Palacios, who walked his first time up. Big right-hander from the high set deals and misses inside for ball four. So Palacios to the plate twice, has walked twice, and now runners at first and second for Will Benson. Benson, a strikeout victim in the first inning, batting 226 for the Clippers this year. He has shown no power to this point. Seven hits, all singles. First pitch. Breaking ball to the back foot. He takes it for ball one. Benson, a former first-round pick for the Guardians, and they just not put it together to justify the prospect status he had early in his career. He's shown flashes. He hits the ball when he connects. Both runners take off here on the pitch. It's a called strike, and there will be no throw as the catcher, Taylor Davis, could not find the handle. So a double steal for the Clippers. We'll put two in scoring position and a 1-1 count against the batter. Benson has incredible raw power. Pitch to him here is soft away, two balls and a strike. Been able to get to it at the higher levels of the minor leagues with any kind of consistency. Good defender. You like him in the outfield a lot. He can throw, he can run. 2-1 pitch. Swings here and pops it up. Mile high, but in very shallow right field. Castro heading out and will make the catch backpedaling. The runners have to stay put. It was strange there looking out. Richie Palacios was at second base tagging and ready to go, but the third runner at third base, Fermin, was halfway home. He was not in a position to tag. Now, as shallow as that ball was hit, you probably wouldn't want to tag up anyway. But the one thing you would have going for you, it was as an infielder making the catch and backpedaling away from home. Castro didn't get back to the spot and set up. He just continued to drift and drift and drift. So with one down, here's Luke Maley. And the first pitch is fouled away for strike one. Maley walked in the first inning. Righty-righty matchup. The infield about as straight up as you're going to see in 2022. The outfield likewise. The pitch. Curveball, that finishes low and away. Eichhoff from the high set, peaks to third, now deals the 1-1 pitch as a called strike. 1-2 to the Clippers backstop. Physically, from the looks of things, Maley has checked all the boxes. Just trying to build up to playing a full game before he goes back to Cleveland.
Okay.
The 1-2 pitch, curveball hit on the ground, third base side. That's fair. A diving stop made by Owen, but he'll have no play as the ball went in and out of his glove and trickled into foul territory. Clippers get on the board on the Maley RBI single. They've got him on the corners now. And it's a 2-1 ball game. Well, Hunter Owen was not able to field it cleanly, but he kept this game in the advantage of Indianapolis. If he doesn't knock that down, it's a double and two runs easily. All right, here we go. Oscar Gonzalez came up with runners on the corners in the first inning, hit into a double play. He's up here with runners on the corners in the third inning. Now, the scoreboard says there are no outs. That is incorrect. Swings and misses at a first pitch breaking ball. 0-1 to Gonzalez. Now they've put the out up there, so Gonzalez can put it in play and avoid the double play. Clippers should be able to at least tie this game. Throw goes to first. Maley was only a step and a half off the bag. And is back easily. Those pickoff attempts are commodities now, as they are limited. Eichhoff delivers another curveball. This time Gonzalez, boy, he had timed it up properly, but he was just underneath. Now does Eichhoff try and sneak a fastball by, knowing that Gonzalez probably is not thinking he's going to get a fastball? Nope. Threw him a breaking ball again. This one's fouled off. Oscar Gonzalez might have seen three fastballs the entire homestand against Syracuse. They did everything they could to avoid throwing him a fastball. He had a big game in the opening salvo of this series. Was a home run shy of the cycle. Next pitch, big bender, falls in for a called third strike. Oh boy, that was a beauty. Gonzalez was doing the limbo out of the way as that ball started right at his front shoulder. And Eichhoff had so much snap, he brought it back over the inside corner for a called third strike. Tying run at third base. Two down, runners on the corners for Daniel Johnson. Johnson struck out on three pitches his first time up in the second inning. Eichhoff goes to work. First pitch, check swing. It was high and away. They'll ask an appeal to the field. Boy, that is unusual. Reed Bassner is the third base umpire. He's standing behind the pitcher's mound. And an umpire in that position is usually not going to ring up an appeal. Next pitch is low and in, 1-1. In a major league game, when you have a four-man umpiring crew, first and third base umpires are always down the line, but in AAA, you've got three umpires. So the offside umpire will usually be somewhere behind the pitcher's mound. Johnson swings, and it's a towering pop-up into shallow left field. That's not going to get the job done. Swaggerty underneath makes the catch, and that will be that. The Clippers get a run on two hits. Luke Maley drives in a run with an RBI single, but it's 2-1 Indy as we go to the bottom of the third inning.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington. Welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Two-one ball game. Indianapolis on top as we go to the bottom half of the third inning. Jaime Arias back out on the hill. He was pitching in the first inning when he allowed three consecutive base runners. Single, walk, double, two runs came in. The Clippers had activity in the bullpen at the time. So you wonder just how far into the game he would go. Well, he came out and threw a quick and quiet second inning. And Arias is back out there for the third. Top of the order for Indianapolis. Kanan Smith-Njigba, Travis Swaggerty, and Anthony Alford due up at a minimum for the home team here. Smith-Njigba batting .229 on the year, takes a first pitch strike. Over the inner half, 0-1. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. There's only one other game going at this hour. Arias misses high with an off-speed pitch. One ball, one strike. Right back to it for the southpaw. Change up in there for a called strike, 1-2. The Durham Bulls have gotten off to an uncharacteristically poor start. They are 4-10 on the year, but today's game is going their way. They're up 7-0 against the Norfolk Tides in the bottom of the second. Smith-Njigba with a late swing, fires one down the left field line, but foul. Norfolk has the inverse record of the Durham Bulls. They are 10-4. The Tides have been hitting well all season long. They've got a .267 team batting average, third best in the International League. They don't hit a lot of home runs necessarily. But they are just off the league lead in doubles. The ground ball goes to first, and Smith-Njigba put away quietly. Norfolk Tides have the second best OPS in the International League at .828 as a team. So they are hitting for power, they're getting on base, and they're bringing those runners home. They're 86 runs scored, tied for second in the IL. One down, another left-handed batter, Travis Swaggerty, to the plate. He singled to start the two-run first inning. Arias deals the 0-1 pitch. It's a fastball outside. Yeah. 1-1 pitch popped up, third base side in foul territory. Fermin heading over into the coach's box. He's got room, and he will snag it for out number two. Arias has settled in nicely now. He'll deal with Anthony Alford, who he walked in the first inning. Boy, that three-batter stretch, Indy put two runs on the board, but outside of it, they have not done much against Jaime Arias. First pitch, fastball. Boy, that's a big rip by Alford. He was trying to hit his second home run of the series, but he fouled it straight back to the screen. Clippers at 10-4, tied with Norfolk and the Nashville Sounds for the best record in the International League. Clippers in Nashville atop the West Division, Norfolk atop the East. Here's the 0-1. Fastball low. St. Paul just a half game out. They and Indianapolis have a rainout to make up later on this season. 1-1 pitch. Pop foul first base side. That'll reach the seats. Indianapolis with the win yesterday against Columbus, along with Iowa. 2.5 games out of first in the West Division. Memphis and Omaha, 3 games back at 7-7. Gwinnett's 5-9. Toledo's 4-9. And Louisville at 4-10. Here's the wind of the 1-2 pitch. Missed a fastball high and tight. Don't look now, but Syracuse has won two games in a row. They still have the worst record in the International League at 3-10. 2-2 pitch. Bounces in, and that'll fill the count. Offered on this rehab assignment wearing that Pittsburgh Pirates batting helmet. The matte black with the bright yellow P on the crown. Here comes the payoff pitch. Hit on the ground hard, but foul on the third base side. We'll do it again. Alford's run in the first inning right now is the difference as Indianapolis leads 2-1. Game 3 of this series will play through the weekend here in Indianapolis. Three-two again. That ball's crushed. But he got out in front, hit it foul. That ball's one hopping out of the ballpark. See what Arias comes back with here. It's a fastball up, a check swing. The pitch is, or the appeal rather, is denied. Arias thought he had him. He started to head off the field trying to buy that check swing appeal. We'll see the replay here. Yeah, he held up. So Alford walks for the second time today, and here is Rodolfo Castro. He wasted little time jumping on the first pitch for Arias and hit a two-run double. First one here is a changeup on the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Castro now 7 RBIs on the season. The double was his third. 0-1 pitch. Up out of the zone, ball and a strike. Field plays him a bit to the pull side. Switch hitter batting from the right. Throw goes to first, and Alford is back. He started dancing around out there a little bit. And so Arias wanted just to make sure he was staying put. Lefty's got his sign now. Into the motion. And this one's popped up foul. Take it off the facing of the roof and bound all the way back down to the second row for a souvenir. 1-2 now. Arias has looked pretty good so far. Doesn't blow you away with velocity. 6 feet tall. Powerful lower half. Deals here a fastball off the inside corner. Body type reminds you a little bit of Paulo Espino. Kind of stocky. Throws from the left side. There's a difference. There's a ground ball foul on the third base side. Another Espino rising up through the Guardians organization. We had Damaso Espino and Paulo Espino here. Of course, Paulo had so many great playoff games for the Clippers over the years. But Daniel Espino, first-round pick a couple of years ago for the Guardians, is rising up through the minor leagues. He's in Double-A Akron this year to start the season. Arias throws a breaking ball in the dirt on 2-2. Make it 3 balls and 2 strikes to Castro. Well, I don't know if they were... They're saying that's ball four. I don't know if there was a pitch clock violation in there or what happened. Game Tracker has it as a 2-2 count. Oh, they're saying it hit him on the foot. I see. So that goes to hit batsman, pushing Alford to second base. And Hunter Owen to the plate. First pitch out of the zone for ball one. Owen was a strikeout victim back in the first. Fastball, low, pickoff attempt at first, and they got him! Castro actually hopped back past first base and then tried to get back on the bag but was tagged out by David Fry. So Luke Manley with the heads-up play and a back pick at first base. And the man who was hit by a pitch, allegedly, is thrown out at first, and that will retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one man left aboard, and we're through three. Here in the Circle City, it is 2-1, Indianapolis leading the Clippers.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Create the backyard of your dreams with Menards' huge selection of landscape blocks and get 11% off. Whether it's a spacious patio, a decorative walkway, or flawless landscaping, you'll find the perfect blocks for your project. Right now, Crestone beveled retaining wall blocks are just 99 cents each after sale price and 11% rebate. Good through April 23rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Great in-home care starts with a great match. Comfort Care can help you find the right fit for a parent or loved one. From companionship to personal care, Comfort Care offers different levels of assistance. Our franchisees thoughtfully match clients and caregivers for the best fit possible. A great match gives families peace of mind knowing their loved one is getting professional care and a friendly smile. Find your caregiver match at ComfortCare.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Top of the fourth. Clippers down by a 2-1 score against the Indianapolis Indians. Ryan Mitchell here with you. Glad to have you along. Kevin Minard back in the studio, spinning the dials, and making sure that I don't mess anything up. Here's the wind and the pitch, and it's fouled straight back onto the roof. 0-1 count against the Clippers' leadoff man here in the fourth inning, Alex Call. Call was hit by a pitch his first time up back in the second inning. 222 batting average on the year. Next pitch, fouled back as well. This one to the screen. Quickly, 0-2. Call 6 for 27. He's also drawn 6 walks on the year. 0-2 pitch, curveball. And a little pepper swing will send it right back to the hill. Eichhoff has it, throws to first in time for the out. David Fry to the plate, pop to the shortstop his first time up. Now, if you're listening to today's automobile, thanks for being with us, and also make sure your safety belt is securely fastened. That message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Fry fouls away the first pitch, 0-1 delivery coming, and he swings and fouls it away in an almost identical spot. Over towards the home team dugout. Curveball here, fouled away again, still 0-2. Now fans, AAA member night's coming up here at Huntington Park in the 2022 season. The first game is Saturday, April the 30th against the Louisville Bats, a 4:05 first pitch. Next offering, breaking ball, is off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Winning happens every day. Visit OhioLottery.com. Eichhorn delivers another breaking ball. This one swung on and missed. It was a steady diet of that curveball. Fry fouled away several, but could not get the last one. He's down on strikes. Two away from Mitch Tolman. Just minutes away from the start of a handful of games around the majors today. The Guardians playing host to the Chicago White Sox. First pitch curveball to Tolman. He grounds it to second base. Castro bobbles, but stays with it. Throws to first in time for out number three. Tigers host the Yankees, and the Mets host the Giants. Miguel Cabrera looking for hit number 3,000 at Comerica Park today. We will keep our eye on that. Clippers go in order here in the top of the fourth inning, and they trail it 2-1.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Indianapolis will send 5, 6, and 7 to the plate, and they'll face a new pitcher. Eli Lingos, left-hander, takes over. He's got that unusual delivery where he sets with his back facing home plate and unwinds and delivers. The first pitch is a fastball fouled away, 0-1 by Hunter Owen. Owen was at the plate when Rodolfo Castro was picked off at first. Lingos into the motion. Breaking ball in for a called strike. Next offering hit on the ground to third. Vermeen's got it. Sets his feet. Flings with a sidearm delivery across the infield in plenty of time. One up and one down. Bly Madrist now to the plate. A strikeout victim his first time up. Well, outside of a three-batter stretch where Indianapolis put three runs on the board, looking at a pretty good AAA debut for Jaime Arias. Madrist takes high and away for ball one. Arias goes three, two runs on two hits, two walks and three strikeouts. He threw 61 pitches, 39 for strikes. One count to Madrist now. The pitch, curveball, and a dandy in for a called strike, one and two. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Madrist goes down on strikes for the second time. Two away now. brings up Brett Sita. Sita fouled, or excuse me, fly to center field his first time out. Righty batter, first pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. 2-1 Indianapolis in the driver's seat. Lingos goes to work. Off-speed pitch, and that time Sita was way out in front with an empty swing. 0-2. Left-hander is ready. He goes to work and way up the ladder with a fastball. 1-2. Clippers trying to get back in the win column today and start a new winning streak. 1-2 fouled away down the left field line. We'll do it again. Clippers pitching staff disrupted mightily by the goings-on with the Cleveland Guardians. Guardians currently have 4 players on the COVID injured list. And I think we've got a pitch clock violation here for strike 3. That's the end of the inning. So Sita strikes out on a pitch clock violation. First time we have seen that. Yesterday we saw a couple of players with a full count, and the pitcher didn't throw in time. The home plate umpire didn't say anything about that. But here, Aaron Higgins goes up with the right hand when Sita was not ready in time for the 1-2 pitch. So that's a strikeout for Lingos and a 1-2-3 inning. We'll come back after this for the top of the fifth. Clippers trailing 2-1.
Spring is finally here. This weekend, temperatures will be in the 80s. A great time to come and visit Strader's Garden Centers. All your favorite plants are available, like pansies, violas, full flats of 36 are on sale. Creeping phlox are just $4.99 per pot, several colors to choose. Buy one hanging fern basket and get one free. No limit, available while supplies last. Strader's Emerald Green Arborvitaes, Dwarf Korean Lilac, and Silver Dollar Phantom Hydrangeas, all 50% off. You gotta see Strader's large selection of lilies, tulips, hyacinths, azaleas, and more. There are 6 Strader's locations to serve you. Powell, Grandview, Blacklick, Grove City, Riverside, and Galloway. See all the spring specials on Strader's website at Strader's.net. Then come to Strader's Garden Center.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaderHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jose Firmino to lead things off for the Clippers. He singled and scored the lone Columbus run, leading off in the third inning. Jared Eichhoff is still out there on the hill. Nathan Kirby got the start when an inning walked 2 batters. It's been Eichhoff ever since. Firmino swings at the first pitch, hits it to right center field. A long run, a diving attempt, and Smith and Jigba comes up just shy. That'll fall in for another hit for Firmino, again to the opposite field. And the Clippers have the leadoff man aboard. Well, the wind is blowing across the field from left toward right. And off the bat, it looked like it would be a play for Travis Swaggerty. But the center fielder kept sprinting after it, and then you could tell he wasn't going to get there. So then it was up to Kanan Smith and Jigba, and he gave full effort. But came up shy. Firmino is off on the pitch. It's low and inside. There will not be a throw. Taylor Davis was able to field it on the short hop, but then decided, I'm not going to have time. I'm not going to risk it. And so Firmino swipes second base. He's in scoring position. Nobody out. Richie Palacios at the plate. Palacios has not seen much in the way of strikes. He walked in the first inning. He walked again in the third. So indeed, it was a pitch clock violation that resulted in the end of the fourth inning. Palacios swings here and fouls it away. One count. Dykoff throws it. There's a square and a bunt on the third base side, but it's foul. Well, I like the idea there by Palacios. With the overshift on and Hunter Owen well off the line, if he keeps it fair, it's an easy base hit. But now Palacios down in the count, 1-2. Clippers trailing by a run. There's a spin around for me and Reddit. Absolutely right, really, before Eichhoff had started to spin towards second base, Fermin was heading back. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three. Palacios put away. Well, the Clippers have had base runners today, and the difference in this ball game is that most of the season, Columbus has been cashing in those free base runners, and today they have not. They've drawn three walks, and they've also had a hit batsman, and none of those have come around to score. Fermin with a healthy lead at second base. Here is the pitch. It's a strike called on the inside corner to Will Benson, 0-1. Benson is 0-2 on the day. Well, if he gets going, he is going to make this Clippers batting order much, much better. The home plate umpire just indicated a 1-1 count. We'll see. The pitch. Curveball, check swing, called strike. So swing or not, doesn't matter. Benson digs back in. Eichhoff has his sign. And he deals. Curveball that falls over but low. So it is 1-2 according to the scoreboard and now the umpire as well. These are things we try and keep a closer eye on this year. What is the umpire saying? Next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Off speed and Benson could not find it. Back-to-back strikeouts for Eichhoff, and that'll leave it up to Luke Maley. Maley is not an offensive force throughout the course of his professional career in the majors or the minors. In the minor leagues, he is a career 250 hitter, in the bigs 203, but he has hit just about everything thrown his way on this rehab assignment. Today, he has walked and he has had an RBI single. Takes the first pitch low and away for ball one. Clippers just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position today. 1-0 misses badly outside, a breaking ball from Eichhoff. Next pitch, fastball at the very top of the zone. Eichhoff making his third appearance on the season, and he has made one start. He's been a long man, such as you can be this early. Big curveball, Maley hits it high in the air to center and deep. Swaggerty back at the warning track, at the wall. He'll make the catch for out number three. Well, at Huntington Park, it's out of here, but we are not at Huntington Park. We are at the cavernous confines of Victory Field. And so Maley flies out. The Clippers are out. A leadoff single and a stolen base go for naught. It's still a 2-1 Indy lead halfway through regulation frames.
At Hollywood Casino. Surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge-to-edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important. Here come the Indy Indians in the bottom half of inning number five. Taylor Davis to lead things off, then Connor Kaiser. Back to the top of the order after that for Kanan Smith and Jigba. It's Eli Lingos back out on the hill. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Lingos throws off the outside corner for ball one. Davis fly to right field, his first time up. They're underway in Cleveland. The Guardians batting in the bottom of the first in a scoreless ball game against the Chicago White Sox. Giants and Mets, no score in the bottom of the first as well. And at Comerica, it's the bottom of the first inning. Miguel Cabrera is on deck, or will bat shortly, I guess, as the Tigers star looks for his 3,000th hit. No score in the game. How about this? Miguel Cabrera, inarguably a Hall of Famer. His first Major League hit was a home run. His 1,000th Major League hit was a home run. His 2,000th Major League hit was a home run. He got to 500 homers last year, late in the season. He's in that elite club. 500 homers and going to have 3,000 hits. 2-2 pitch here is a breaking ball fouled away. And I believe one of only three major leaguers, when he gets that next hit, who will have 3,000 hits, 500 homers, and a 300 or better batting average. Next offering on 2-2, foul back to the screen. 2-1 here, Indianapolis on top. Infield straight up, outfield medium deep, and slightly the opposite way against the right-handed batter, who takes a whisker below the knees for a 3-2 count. Boy, that looks like a pretty good pitch. El Cabrera just strode to the plate there on their feet at Comerica. Here's a ground ball to third base. Fermin's got it, throws across the diamond. It's off the bag, but it's to the home plate side. Fry comes off the bag, catches it, and puts the tag on Taylor Davis for out number one. It would be amazing if Cabrera, for his 3,000th hit, hits a home run. Miggy, of course, is a shadow of his former self with an albatross contract. Lingos goes to work and misses high for ball one to Connor Kaiser. But this year for the Tigers, Cabrera's batting 333. 1-0 pitch to Kaiser. That's high and away. Two balls, no strikes. I think the Chicago White Sox are the consensus favorite in the American League Central. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. The Guardians have, if everybody's healthy, the starting pitching to compete with anybody. And if the young guys who have started hot stay hot, they could be a factor in the Central. The Tigers are a lot of people's, I guess if you had to have a sexy pick, the Tigers might be it in the Central. Cabrera just flied out to left field in his first trip to the plate, so number 3,000 will have to wait. 2-1 offering, fastball swung on and missed. Kizer tried to hold up, couldn't do it. But with Detroit, they have so much young talent just bursting to the major leagues for the first time, both pitching and position players. 2-2, strike three called. Came with the off-speed, and Kizer is put away. The Tigers may well go through a lot of growing pains with those young players this year, and they're already dealing with injuries to two of their young star pitchers, Casey Mize, Matt Manning, both put on the injured list last week. Sounds like there's not surgery for either one at this point. There's a called strike. 0-1 to Kanan Smith and Jigba. But Spencer Torkelson is up and hitting well. Riley Green was injured at the end of spring training. And both of those players for the Tigers are top 10 prospects in all of baseball. And by most lists, top 5. 0-2 to Smith and Jigba. Here's the pitch. Oh, plate umpire flinched, but did not make the call. Just outside, 1-2. The Royals have some excitement, certainly, with Bobby Witt Jr. at the major league level for the first time. Lingos deals. Here's a high fly ball hit in the air to left field. Racing back on it is Johnson, and he'll make the catch as he crosses onto the warning track for out number 3. Off the bat, it looked dangerous, but Daniel Johnson did not give it an inch. He ran it down for out number 3. Good inning there for Eli Lingos and the Columbus Clippers. We go to the 6th. It's 2-1, Indianapolis on top.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Clippers down a run. It is the heart of the order due up here, 4, 5, and 6. Oscar Gonzalez stands in. First pitch, breaking ball. It's fouled off the facing of the Clippers' dugout for strike one. Gonzalez is 0-2. He came up with runners on the corners in the first and runners on the corners in the third. Hit into a double play and struck out. 0-1. Curveball, crushed but foul. And again, Indianapolis just not throwing him fastballs. Gonzalez had 31 homers last season between AA and AAA. Another breaking ball, another foul ball.
Yes.
Dykhoff still out there. Throws a curve, and it swung on and missed. Strike three. Brings up Daniel Johnson. One run, three hits, no errors for the Clippers. Two runs, only two hits, and no errors for Indianapolis. The Indians, in a three-batter stretch back in the first inning, went single, walk, double. And that has been their only offense all day long. Johnson takes outside for ball one. Sun's starting to peek through here in Indianapolis as the clouds break up overhead. Johnson swings and spanks one right up the middle for a clean base hit. He's aboard with one down. Now as the temperatures rise, fans, it's time to get outside. And Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. So DJ aboard. There's Alex Call. He's been hit by a pitch. And he tapped one back to the mound back in the fourth inning. Throw goes to first, and Johnson is back with a head-first dive. The Clippers have activity in their bullpen. Indy Penn is quiet. Eichhoff is up to 4 1/3 innings now of relief. Set by the right-hander, now the pitch, and it's a breaking ball in for a called strike. That's Jake Jewell down there. Middle infield playing for a double play ball. Time called. There's a pitch clock violation. I was wondering when it was coming. That thing had expired. Well, the plate umpire said, I'm not sure what we got here. We got a pitch clock violation. So it's a 1-1 count. And then the field umpire pointed Daniel Johnson onto second base, thinking maybe it's a balk, but then the home plate umpire said, no, you go back. Here comes the 1-1, and it's in on the ground foul. Now, Eichhoff was holding, and the clock expired for almost three full seconds before the home plate umpire called the violation. Eichhoff ready, deals, runner goes, the pitch is wide, the throw down is, well, if it was a good throw, it might have been in time, but it was on the third base side of the bag, so Castro had to reach across and actually just knocked it down, didn't even come up with it. So both teams doing a lot of running today, nobody's been caught stealing. That's the Clippers' fourth stolen base of the ball game. A season high. So Call now batting with a runner in scoring position and a 2-2 count. Time is called by Taylor Davis. I'm sure they're going to want to change up the signs here. Now, this is where the Clippers have struggled today with runners in scoring position. They have three cracks at it in the fifth inning. Strikeout, strikeout, flyout. Call looks at a bouncer in, 3-2. Columbus 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position today. The lone hit produced a run. Luke Maley with an RBI single. That would have been a two-run double if not for Hunter Owen, the third baseman, knocking the ball down on the third baseline. He didn't field it cleanly, but he kept it from going into the corner. Time called. There's an automatic ball for ball four. Well, Eichhoff is one of those guys that likes to work deliberately, and he's going to be one of those guys who's going to have to change how he operates. Second automatic ball of the at-bat against Alex Call. Now the Clippers have him at first and second, and David Fry at the plate.
Right.
And this, I mean, listen, you talk to baseball players, and some guys just want to work slowly. Here's the pitch. Fouled away. And so for those players, you ask them about these pace of play initiatives, and they say, hey, that's not how I play. I've come up this whole way. This is how I've learned to do things. That's my pace. That's how I have to perform. And you understand that, and you feel for them a little bit. Here's the pitch, and the 0-1 is outside to Fry, ball and a strike. But the problem is, everybody's doing that, and that's what slows the games down to an interminable pace. The 1-1, breaking ball well outside, good stop by Davis, two balls and a strike. And now, for a guy like Eichhoff, who has been pitching very, very well today. There's activity in the bullpen now. When this starts to happen, and maybe he's fatiguing a little bit as well, what happens to your mentality when you have to force yourself to remember to keep the pace? He's ready. Here's his 2-1 pitch, and it's well high. Three balls and a strike. Brad Case is the righty warming up for Indianapolis. 3-1 count, two on, one down for the Clippers. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball, and that's a good one in for a called strike, 3-2. Fry is 0-2 on the day. He's popped to the shortstop and struck out. Peek to second. Runner's not going. Here's the payoff. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Came back with a tight slider, and Fry couldn't find it. Time called, and we have a pitching change here. Miguel Perez, the manager, is out of the dugout for Indianapolis. Has not made the point down to the bullpen yet. He's out there talking with Eichhoff. And again, one of the side effects of these pace of play initiatives for players who are used to taking however long they want in between pitches, he's going to leave them out there. Boy, you don't see that much in this day and age. The manager going to the hill and then heading back to the dugout without a pitcher in tow. But for a player that's done that, when you have to throw a pitch every 14 or 19 seconds, depending on the situation, fatigue can be a factor. You have less recovery time in between pitches. Maybe you lose some zip off your fastball. Maybe you lose a little bit of movement. And that can be the difference between success and failure. Two outs, left-handed batter at the plate. Check swing, and Mitch Tolman went around in the opinion of the home plate umpire. 0-1 on a pitch low. Now here again, the Clippers with an opportunity. Indianapolis has largely kept them from cashing those in today. The 0-1. Fastball below the zone. 1-1. Jose Fermin due up next. This is Eichhoff's last batter, I would almost guarantee it. Whether he goes back to the dugout with his teammates or all by his lonesome. Depends on what happens here. And he hit Tolman on the leg. And that will load the bases. Miguel Perez, the manager, on the top step of the dugout, and now heads on out to the field, and this will necessitate a pitching change. So Brad Case is going to come on to face Jose Fermin, who has had a very nice series. He was 2-for-2 against Eichhoff. He won't face him a third time. We'll step away. The Clippers down 2-1. They've got the bases loaded in the top of the sixth at Victory Field.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout. Huntington. Welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Big chance for the Clippers. There are two outs. They have the bases full. Two to one, Indianapolis on top. The new pitcher, Brad Kay, 6'6", 240-pound right-hander out of Pelham, New York. Drafted in the 17th round back in 2018 by the Buccos. Spent all of last season at AA Altoona. Comes on with one job, and that's to retire Jose Fermin. Fermin 2-for-2 today. Both hit singles, both the opposite way into right field. Yesterday had a pair of home runs in a Clippers loss. Righty has his sign. Fermin waits. Here's the pitch. Slider swung on and missed. Low arm slot. Not sidearm. The offering is softly hit into shallow right field. Coming hard, Swaggerty. Smith and Jigba. Neither gets there. And this game is tied. Scoring now. The Clippers will take the lead as scoring from second base is Alex Call. Johnson scored easily. Call scores. And the trail runner Tolman goes up to third. And Jose Fermin continues his monster series with a two-run single. All three hits dropped into right-to-right center field, and that one, again, just out of the range of both charging outfielders, Swaggerty and Smith and Jigba. And it's 3-2 Columbus. There's Richie Palacios. He'll try and keep the train rolling. First pitch off the outside corner. Well, Fermin saw the first offering. Came up empty, but then got a good look at that second sidearm pitch. Punched it into right field. Palacios is ready, so is Case. Here it comes. It's a ground ball through the left side of the infield, a base knock. Another run for Columbus as Tolman trots home. Fermin stays put at second base. Two on, two out, and Will Benson at the plate. 0-for-3 so far. First pitch to him is well outside for ball one. Book is closed now on Eichhoff. He lived dangerously a little bit today. Kept the Clippers from cashing in the first four innings he pitched, but here in his fifth inning of work, finally got burned. Fastball to Benson, misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Case looks to second, deals. Benson looks at a pitch inside. Three balls and no strikes. Case has not really come close in this at bat against Benson. Case went 2-3 in AA last year with a 5.24 earned run average in 28 appearances. His 3-0, and Benson's taken the whole way. It's a fastball just outside. They're loaded again. Oh. Now the Clippers, as a general rule, have not been very good with the bases loaded this year. Richie Palacios had gone 2 for 3. But before that Fermin hit, Gabe Arias had the only other Clippers hit with the bases loaded beside Richie Palacios. First pitch fastball is inside to Luke Maley for ball one. One-oh offering. Outside. Two balls, no strikes, and Case is battling with the strike zone, and with that, the pitching coach, Dan Meyer, comes sprinting out of the dugout to have a word. Jake Jewell continues to warm for the Clippers down bullpen way. Inning on the mound is over. The pitch. Fastball high and tight. And there's ball four. Back-to-back four-pitch walks. That'll force in a run. Second RBI of the game for Luke Maley. He trots to first base. Here comes Oscar Gonzalez. Well, Gonzalez has been bested by breaking balls all day long. 0 for 3. He has accounted for 4 outs. Strikeout, strikeout, double play. But he's got a chance to turn that all around right here. First pitch. Swung on, hit high in the air down the right field line. Foul territory and out of play. One. Fastball. He got a heater but fouled it back. Oh, and he looks upset with himself. Next pitch, breaking ball, hit in the air to left field, hit pretty well. Alford back at the warning track, leaps, and it's off the wall. One run is in. Here comes another. Maley coming around third. He'll be waved in. Gonzalez heading for third. Head first dive, belly flop into the bag. That's a three-run triple. Oscar Gonzalez held in check all day long. Finally got a pitch out over the plate. Had a good swing. It's a home run at Huntington Park, but again at Victory Field. It was not a sure thing until it finally crashed off the wall, just out of the reach of Anthony Alford. Gonzalez with a three-run triple, and the Clippers lead it 8-2. Here's Daniel Johnson. The first pitch is a called strike. 0-1. Breaking ball misses outside. One-one offering, swung on and fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt. One ball, two strikes. Johnson up for the second time in this inning. He started the offense with a single, then a stolen base. Came in with a tying run on Jose Fermin's two-run single. The pitch. Fastball high and tight, 2-2. Clippers. On only 4 hits. Oh, he was out in front of the breaking ball. Swing and miss, strike 3. Johnson is out, but the Clippers blow up and take the lead. It is an 8-2 ball game. Columbus heading to the bottom of the 6th.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Well, a very different ball game now at Victory Field. The sun has come out and it's shining on the Clippers, leading 8-2 against the Indianapolis Indians. Jake Jewell on to pitch, the right-hander. Fires a fastball in for strike one to Travis Swaggerty. Swaggerty singled and scored in the first inning. 0-1, foul tip into the catcher's mitt. Quickly 0-2. Eli Lingos goes two innings. No runs, no hits, no walks, three strikeouts. That'll do. Jules 0-2 pitch. Curveball, strike three. That was a beauty. Swaggerty down on strikes brings up Anthony Alford now. He's come up twice today and walked both times. So the Clippers taking the lead in the top of this sixth inning. That would make Lingos the pitcher of record. Starter Jaime Arias gave up the two runs. He was on the hook for the loss even though he pitched well. Jewell misses the outside corner on the first offering to Alford. Ball one. Bottom of the sixth, we'll check this date in Clippers history, brought to you by Donatos. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. Donatos, every piece is important. Jewell misses again outside. Go back to 2011, April 21st, a big, big day for Chad Huffman. But first, a 2-0 from Jewell. Fastball high, three balls and no strikes. The Clippers whip the Louisville bats. On April 21st, 2011, 19-3, the final score at Huntington Park. Chad Huffman tied franchise records in runs with five and homers with three and set a new Clippers mark with 10 runs batted in. Four for five on the day. 2011, Huffman played 132 games for the Clippers. That was a great season for the Clippers, as they won their second straight Governor's Cup Championship and AAA National Championship. Huffman played in all eight games in the postseason for the Clippers and played well. Hit .355 with two homers and five runs batted in. In the Clippers' race to the AAA National Championship. Three balls and two strikes now to Alford. The pitch hit on the ground to third base. Fermin scoops and throws from one line to the other in time for out number two. Rodolfo Castro now to the plate. K Castro doubled in the first inning, driving in both Indianapolis runs. He was then hit by a pitch in the third and promptly picked off of first base by the catcher, Luke Maley. Switch hitter batting from the left side now. Jewell buries the first pitch for ball one. Jake Jewell, 6'2", 217-pound right-hander out of Norman, Oklahoma. Saw him last year as a member of the Cubs organization with Iowa. Pitched in the bigs for the Cubs as well. Made his major league debut with the LA Angels. Throws a fastball at 94 that missed the inside corner. Luke Maley held it there, an extra beat, just to make sure the home plate umpire got a good look at him. 2-0 pitch. That's hit on the ground to first base. Fries down on it, underhand flip to the covering Jewell, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. We go to the seventh. Clippers all over Indy, 8-2.
Spring is finally here. This weekend, temperatures will be in the 80s. A great time to come and visit Strader's Garden Centers. All your favorite plants are available, like pansies, violas, full flats of 36 are on sale. Creeping phlox are just $4.99 per pot. Several colors to choose. Basket and get one free. No limit. Available while supplies last. Strader's Emerald Green Arborvitaes, Dwarf Korean Lilac, and Silver Dollar Phantom Hydrangeas, all 50% off. You gotta see Strader's large selection of lilies, tulips, hyacinths, azaleas, and more. There are six Strader's locations to serve you. Powell, Grandview, Blacklick, Grove City, Riverside, and Galloway. See all the spring specials on Strader's website at Strader's.net. Then come to Strader's Garden Center.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaderHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Clippers coming up in the seventh inning. Alex Call to lead things off. Call has come to the plate three times, has only one official at bat. He was hit by a pitch in the second, tapped to the mound in the fourth, and walked and scored in that big Clippers sixth. Call digs into the right-handed batter's box. Brad Case back out there. Got the final out of the sixth inning, but not before giving up two big hits. Actually, three big hits. Two-run single, RBI ground ball single, and he walked two batters. Oscar Gonzalez. 0-1 pitch off the outside corner. Columbus trailed heading into the sixth inning by a 2-1 score. Seven runs later, they're on top 8-2. 1-1 bounces in the left-handed batter's box. Two balls and a strike to the Clippers center fielder. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank, proud title sponsor of Huntington Park, the home of the Clippers. Only one other game on the IL docket being played prior to evening, and Durham is whipping Norfolk 11-3 in the top of the sixth. Call takes out of the zone, 3-1. Case just has not been sharp. The pitch. Fastball, got a swing and a miss, 3-2. Next pitch, fouled on the third base side. We'll do it again.
Thank you.
Hall batting 214 on the year. Next pitch. Hit up the middle, the bounding ball. Three hops, now four. Gloved by Castro, but he cannot grab the handle. And so he will hold on to it. An infield single for Alex Cole. Another leadoff base runner for Columbus. Fourth time in seventh innings. In seven innings, they put the leadoff man aboard. Middle infield in double play position. It's David Fry, the first baseman, is the batter. Righty right corner for ball one. Fry is 0 for 3 so far today. Next pitch, breaking ball popped up behind home plate. Davis heads to the backstop, but it is over the screen and a souvenir. One count to Fry, first baseman, third baseman, catcher has been almost exclusively at first for the Clippers. Takes a called strike on the outside corner. Now the 1-2. Fastball way up in his eyes. Two balls and two strikes. Righty sets, he deals. Breaking ball, hit in the air to left field. Alford, almost right in his tracks. Takes a little bunny hop to his right, makes the catch. One down. A2, Clippers on top in the front half of inning number seven. This series is tied at one game apiece. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow. Saturday will be 6:35 and 1:35 on Sunday for the wrap-up. First pitch calls strike on the inside corner to the shortstop, Mitch Tolman. Tolman has grounded out twice and been hit by a pitch. Swings here and shoots one on the left side. He beats the shift. And the Clippers have him at first and second. Here's Jose Fermin. What a series. Two home runs yesterday. Today he is 3 for 3. Three singles, two runs batted in. And Fermin has raised his season average up over 300 now. Look out in right center field. That's where he's been living today. Fermin checks his swing, but it doesn't matter. It's a called strike at the knees, 0-1. And he has been aggressive early in counts. If my count is right, Fermin in three at-bats has only seen four pitches. The next, he's swinging and fouls it away. That's what he was doing early in the season. I mean aggressive. If he saw a fastball, he was swinging at it if it was in the same area code. Breaking balls, he was much more selective. Down to the count now, 0-2. Runners at first and second, one away. And the pitch. Breaking ball popped up, first base side, foul, and out of play. Not much competition for foul balls today. It is a thin crowd on hand, particularly now as we are past the 2 o'clock hour. The school groups that were here have gotten on the bus and headed back to school. Again, the 0-2. Foul back. Fermin is 7 for 11 in the series. For the uninitiated, that is good. Again, the 0-2. And a ground ball, third base side, and that's a base hit. Under the glove of Hunter Owen and down to the bullpen for Indianapolis. One run is in. Here comes another. Fermin into second with a two-run double. Have a day, Jose Fermin. Four RBIs, four hits, and it's 10-2 Columbus. Well, the Clippers were failing to cash in their opportunities over the first five innings. Starting off 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Well, they have made up for it here in the sixth and now the seventh. Fermin at second base. Richie Palacios to the plate. His fifth trip into the left-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch to him. And it's a breaking ball that bends around the outside corner for ball one. Eyes of the baseball world now on Comerica Park as Miguel Cabrera digs into the right-handed batter's box for his second trip to the plate today. 2,999 hits. Here's the pitch. And it is smacked by Palacios to right field. That's a deep fly, and it's off the base of the wall. Palacios heading for second base. He'll be in with a double. Fermin comes around to score. And the Clippers now make it 11-2. And they are putting it on the Indians here in the seventh inning. Pitch. That's in for a called strike. Will Benson is 0-for-3 with a walk and a run score. I mentioned earlier, Eli Lingos would be in line for the win today if the Clippers hold the lead. We've talked about it several times so far on the broadcast. The Clippers have 10 wins on the season, and every win belongs to a different player. Lingos would be the 11th Clipper to get a win this year. Nobody has two. Benson hits it on the ground right side. The shift is going to work here. The second baseman, Castro, in shallow. Benson is out 4-3. Palacios moves to third.
Your future lottery strikeout batter. When he tries out, he might be in a lucky section when the first cast on the ticket.
Luke Maley. Up for the fifth time, takes a fastball off the outside corner. Maley 1-for-2 with a pair of RBIs. RBI single in the third, bases loaded walk in the sixth. It was his second walk of the game. Pitch to him. Breaking ball, just missed the outside corner. Taylor Davis, the catcher, couldn't believe it. He went to throw it back out to the hill, waiting for the strike call. It didn't come, and he stopped mid-throw. 2-0. That's a strike called over the outside corner. The pitch. Downstairs, 3-1. Got Miguel Cabrera put away again. He is 0-for-2 on the day. And his quest for 3,000 hits. Not today. That would be a record. 3-1 delivery, broken back ground ball to second base. Castro has it, picks it up, throws to first in time for the out, but the Clippers put three more on the board. And as we go to the seventh inning stretch in the Circle City, it is Columbus 11, Indianapolis 2.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings. Automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know, help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hunter Owen will lead things off for Indianapolis in the bottom half of the seventh inning. He's 0 for 2. Jake Jewell back out on the hill. It is all Columbus today. Well, it is right now anyway. The first five innings belong to the Indianapolis Indians. It was a 2-1 ball game as the Clippers came up in the sixth before they exploded for a seven-run inning. Three more scored in the seventh for the visitors. Jewell misses outside with a fastball to Owen for ball one. Next pitch, that's low. Next pitch hit on the ground right to the shortstop, Mitch Tolman. He'll grab it and throw on to first in time for the out. One down for Bly Madris. Madris has been up twice and out twice on strikes. Jewell misses down and in for ball one. Lefty Cam View down in the bullpen for Indianapolis. We'll see him when we move on to the eighth inning. Next pitch, swung on and missed, 1-1, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Jewell. That's your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun when you are at Huntington Park. Next offering is a bouncer, 2-1. Madris batting .286 on the season, no homers, three runs batted in. Pitch, empty swing. It's out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Pittsburgh drafted him back in 2017 in the ninth round. Saw him last year in an Indians uniform. 2-2, Tapper back to the mound. Jewell takes it on a hop, flings over to first in time for the out. Two away for Brent Sita. Right-handed batter digs in with the bases empty and two outs. The Clippers leading 11-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch. Fastball misses the outside corner, 1-0. Clippers fans, get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. 1-0, breaking ball fouled away. Seven runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Clippers. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Indianapolis. Talked about it earlier in the game. The thing that has kind of been the calling card for the Clippers in the early part of the 2020 season, taking advantage of free base runners. There's a slow tapper on the third base side. It'll roll foul. Vermeen made as if to make a play, and then did the smart thing. Elected to not touch the baseball as it was heading toward the line. It had enough momentum to get into foul territory for a strike. Well, yesterday they didn't do it. Really, in game one, they missed out on some opportunities. And earlier today, walks and hit batsmen were not coming home to roost. But in that big sixth inning, the Clippers took advantage of free base runners with timely hits. The 1-2. High fastball. There's a bouncer. Three balls and two strikes. The 7-run sixth is the highest run-scoring inning of the season for Columbus. It's a bouncer on the third base side again, and this again will go foul. Previous high was 6 runs on April 15th against Syracuse. But despite having 7 runs in that frame, the Clippers had only 4 hits. Payoff pitch again. And it's inside, hit him. So Cita takes first base. They'll bring up Taylor Davis. Clippers have already set a season high for stolen bases in a game. They've never had more than 2. Today they have 4. First pitch called, strike to Davis, 0-1. Next pitch, that's a strike on the outside corner. Anthony Schlosser puts together great game notes and stat packs, so I know this information. Now he checks in telling me that the 4 stolen bases for the Clippers are the most since 2019, almost a year ago to the day, April 17th, 2019, when they swiped 7 bags at Louisville. The 1-2 pitch. Hit in the air to center field, shallow, call, paused momentarily, but will have plenty of time to charge and get underneath to make the catch for out number 3. A 2-out walk does nothing for Indianapolis. They are held scoreless when we go to the 8th inning. Columbus on top, 11-2 at Victory Field.
Spring is finally here. This weekend, temperatures will be in the 80s. A great time to come and visit Strader's Garden Centers. All your favorite plants are available, like pansies, violas, full flats of 36 are on sale. Creeping phlox are just $4.99 per pot, several colors to choose. Buy one hanging fern basket and get one free. No limit, available while supplies last. Strader's Emerald Green Arborvitaes, Dwarf Korean Lilac Ranges, all 50% off. You gotta see Strader's large selection of lilies, tulips, hyacinths, azaleas, and more. There are 6 Strader's locations to serve you. Powell, Grandview, Blacklick, Grove City, Riverside, and Galloway. See all the spring specials on Strader's website at Strader's.net. Then come to Strader's Garden Center.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Clippers coming up in the 8th inning, leading it by an 11-2 score. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Cam View is on to pitch for Indianapolis. The Indians have really run through pitchers throughout the course of this series. Today, they got a bulk bit of work from Jared Eichhoff, who went 4 2/3 innings and pitched around trouble all day long until the wheels came off in the sixth. Eichhoff came on in the second inning in relief of Nathan Kirby. Kirby went an inning, walked two, struck out one, got a double play to avoid any damage. And then Eichhoff pitched only one 1-2-3 inning. Pitched around base runners all day long until the sixth, when he struck out the first man, then Daniel Johnson single struck out. He was one out away from escaping damage. He hit Mitch Tolman to load the bases. Indy went to the bullpen, and then things really came undone. Jose Fermin had a go-ahead two-run single. Richie Palacios an RBI base hit. Luke Maley a bases-loaded walk. And then Oscar Gonzalez had the big blow, a three-run triple to break it open. The Clippers scored three more runs in the seventh inning to go up 11-2. Oscar Gonzalez at the plate here, down to the count, one ball, two strikes. One for four on the day, but the one mattered. Here's the pitch. Ground ball towards the shortstop. Kaiser down on it, up with it, throws to first in time. Gonzalez is out 6-3. Alex Young getting loose for the Clippers in the bullpen. Daniel Johnson one for four today. Single to start the big frame for the Clippers, stole second base. First pitch to him. He checked his swing. Did he do it in time? No. Home plate umpire was not going to make the call, and took him a while to issue the appeal. And when he went up the third baseline, Reed Bassner went up with the right hand, so it's a strike and an 0-1 count. Next pitch swung on, fouled away quickly, 0-2. Cam View, V-I-E-A-U-X, using almost all the vowels in his last name, a left-hander from Novi, Michigan, sixth-round pick by Pittsburgh in 2016. Ahead in the count, 0-2. Here's his pitch. And it's a bouncer, 1-2. Ground ball on the right side. Castillo's there. Castro's there, rather. Grabs it and throws on to first in time for the out. That will leave it up to Alex Call. Call swings and fouls away the first pitch. Fastball came in at 92. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Call has been on board three times today. He's been hit by a pitch. He's walked and he's had a single. So his on-base percentage is at .425 despite a .241 batting average. Next offering. At the knees for a called strike. 0-2. That ball's punched to right field, hit pretty well. Smith and Jigba on the run to the corner. It's going to fall against the base of the wall and bounce way off. Call around second, heading for third, and he will have a three-base hit. Smith and Jigba chased it too far into the corner. Here at Victory Field, both corners right at the line are diagonal walls to the foul line, so if the ball hits there, it's going to kick out sharply. Rather than coming back toward home, it's going to kick out toward right or left field, and that's exactly what happened. And Smith and Jigba ran right past the carom. So that's a triple for Call. He's at third for David Fry. First pitch out of the zone, a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes. Fry waits. Here's the pitch. And it is down and in. Got away from Davis, the catcher, but only by about 6 or 7 feet. It stayed in the batter's circle. And that keeps Call at third base. 11-2, Clippers on top. Nice game there for Alex Call. Couple of hits. Scored a couple of runs. Made some nice running catches in the outfield. Two balls and a strike now to Fry. Looks at a fastball low. Fry is just 1-for-12 in the series so far. 3-1 pitch to him. And he takes high and away for ball four. That'll bring up Mitch Tolman. So they're on the corners now for the Clippers shortstop. Tolman has twice grounded out. He's been hit by a pitch, and he's singled, scoring two runs. Officially 1-for-3. His season batting average now at .265. Tolman has scored 12 runs this year. Takes the first pitch off the outside corner. Fastball inside. Jose Fermin has now scored 15 runs on the season. That is second in the International League. And the 12 runs for Tolman tied for fourth. 2-0 pitch, late swing at a fastball. Make it 2-1. The pitch. Another fastball. This one's hitting the air to left field. Alford charging, makes the catch on the run, and the Clippers are put away. They're held in check. They get a run, or excuse me, they get a hit, a triple from Cole, and they leave two base runners. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Columbus on top by 9 runs in Indy.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings. You can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Bottom eight, left-hander on for the Clippers, Alex Young. Westlake, Ohio born. 28 years of age, Young, 6'3", 220 pounds, comes on with the Clippers leading 11-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Connor Kizer lead things off for Indianapolis. Lefty Young fires over but low for ball one. Fifth appearance for Young. No wins, no losses, and a 4.15 earned run average. Three holds. Gets a swing and a foul ball. Over four and a third innings so far, he has allowed two runs on five hits. He's walked one batter and struck out seven. They're batting 294 against this Clippers left-hander. Next pitch. In for a called strike. 1-2. Kizer 0-2. The pitch. Well outside, 2-2. Despite leading for most of this ball game, Indianapolis has had almost nothing going offensively. Young's pitch is over but low, full count. From the second inning on, they have no hits. They have three base runners, two walks and a hit batsman. Two hit batsmen and one walk. Next pitch from Young, hit in the air to center field. That'll fall in front for a base hit. Their first hit since the first inning. It caught Alex Call sort of in between. It had some slice coming back toward him, and so he couldn't really change his route enough to make a dive after the baseball, so he played it on a hop. Man on and nobody out. Let's go back to the top of the order for Kanan, Smith, and Jigba. Young throws the 0-1 fastball just off the outside corner. Smith and Jigba 0-3. Strikeout, ground out, fly out. Swings and foul tips this one into the catcher's mitt, 1-2. Here's the pitch, and it's a check swing. He went, and that's strike three. One down for Travis Swaggerty. Swaggerty had a single in the first inning, came around to score. Again, back in that first inning, Indianapolis with one out went single, walk, double, and that produced two runs. Clippers trailed them 2-1 until the sixth inning, when they scored a season-best seven runs in the frame. First pitch fouled away by Swaggerty, 0-1. Next pitch. That's in there for a called strike, a fastball. Young ahead in the count, 0-2. Next pitch, hit hard to right field. That is deep. That is gone. Line drive homer for Travis Swaggerty, his second hit of the game. Indy tacks two on the board, but they are still well behind the Clippers. It's 11-4. Base is empty for Anthony Alford. Alford 0-1 with a pair of walks and a run scored. Bottom of the eighth inning. It is a gorgeous day here in Indianapolis, Indiana. The temperatures continue to rise. The dark gray clouds that were overhead this morning and right at about game time have just about cleared out of here. 0-1 pitch, and that's in for a called strike, 0-2. Next offering. That ball's hit high and deep to left field. Back on to Daniel Johnson at the warning track, and that sneaks over the wall. Back-to-back homers for Indianapolis here against Alex Young. Eleven to five now in the bottom of the eighth. Here's Rodolfo Castro. Cleveland Guardians at home leading 2-1 against the Chicago White Sox. Franmil Reyes, a two-run home run, scoring Stephen Kwan in front of him. Kwan with a double today is 1-for-2. Stephen Kwan batting .394 on the year. He has been a revelation offensively. Jose Ramirez is batting .422 after signing that contract extension. There's another crush ball, but this one's foul down the left field line from Castro. With the hot starts for Kwan and Ramirez and Ernie Clement and Owen Miller, something that's kind of gotten lost a little bit is the cold start for Franmil Reyes. Now he's got two hits today. 2-1 pitch hit on the ground to third base. Nice backhand stop by Fermin. Throws to first. It bounces a couple of times, but a good stretch and dig by David Fry will be out number two. Reyes with the home run today. Doubled his RBI total on the season from 2-4. Reyes hitting just .196 after going 2-for-2 in this one. Came in hitting .159. The Guardians need him to be a producer if they're going to contend. Owen, funky hop, and because of the spin on the baseball, Richie Palacios, when he reached into the glove to try and grab it, it just spun right out of his hand. That'll be an infield single. That ball had all kind of funk on it. Looked like it was cued right off the end of the bat, hit the side of the pitcher's mound. And Palacios initially thought it's going straight up the middle. He was racing after it, but because of the right-handed English, he was able to get a glove on it, but just could not find the grip. First pitch swing and a fly ball to left field. That'll be right at Daniel Johnson. He will make the catch, and that'll be that. Three runs, though, score on a pair of home runs for the Indianapolis Indians. We will go to the ninth inning with Columbus still on top, and it's now an 11-5 ball game.
Hi, this is Colleen Dill from Dill's Greenhouse. Spring is in full bloom at Dill's right now. Dill's high-quality perennial flowers include many hard-to-find varieties, and most are homegrown right here at Dill's. This weekend is our big perennial sale. Buy three and get the fourth free. And ask our knowledgeable staff, and we can help you choose the right products for your gardening need, including natural and organic products.
Dill's Greenhouse at Rega Road and Route 33 in Groveport. Dillsgreenhouse.net.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaderHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards. Now all 11% off. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers. Get 11% off everything, including the full line of Dutch Boy paints, now at Menards. Good through April 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Clippers coming up in the ninth inning, leading by a half dozen. 11-5 ball game against the Indianapolis Indians. Here's Jose Fermin with a chance for a five-hit game. Four for four. Takes outside. Cam View back out there. The pitch. Fastball missed somewhere. I'm not sure where. That looked like a good pitch. Next offering, shot foul down to the Clippers bullpen where Robert Broom is getting ready. Vermeen takes inside. Last time the Clippers had five hits in a game, it was Greg Allen back in 2018 against the Indianapolis Indians. There's a ground ball on the right side. Not going to be a hit here. Castro's got it. Throws to first and just nipped Vermeen. 4-3 put away. Back to the top of the order for Richie Palacios. Palacios, up for the sixth time today, has gone walk, walk, strikeout, RBI single, RBI double. So officially 2-for-3, but the on-base percentage, taking a big, healthy hike northward, is now at 364. And the batting average at 255. The fastball nibbles the inside corner for a called strike against the Clippers. Clippers had only one run through five innings, scored seven in the sixth, three more in the seventh. Breaking ball, that's a strike at the knees. The pitch. Well outside. 1-2 against Palacios. Will Benson in the on-deck circle. Palacios cuts empty at a slider moving away for strike three. Every Clipper has reached base today. Only David Fry and Oscar Gonzalez have not scored. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Columbus. 5-6-0 for Indianapolis. Lefty-lefty matchup. The first pitch to Benson is off speed and low for ball one. Next pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner. Now the Guardians have tacked on another run. Josh Naylor with an RBI. There's a swing and a high fly ball to right field. Pretty deep. Smith and Jigba back at the wall, and that one is gone! Will Benson, his first home run of 2022. His first extra base hit in any regard. He's been waiting. He got a pitch to hit, and he did not miss it. Well, I told you. Raw power is absolutely there. This is not an easy ballpark to hit a homer, particularly to right field. Benson's got the power to hit it out of any place. Boy, that's got to feel good. There's Luke May. Excuse me, we got a pinch hitter here for the Clippers. Zach Fascia batting. So Maley, again, will come out before the ball game is over. Fascia just added to the roster yesterday. The pitch. Fastball outside. Fascia, left-handed batter, waits. Here's the pitch, and he hits it high in the air to left field. Drifting over toward the line is Alford. He'll make the catch on the run, and that will do it for the Clippers here in the ninth inning. But Will Benson gets a solo home run, his first extra base hit of the season, and it makes it a 12-5 ball game. Last chance coming up after this for Indianapolis.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I say this to a lot of our patients, you know, for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what my karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Robert Broom on to try and nail it down for the Clippers here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 12-5, Columbus leads, 12 runs on 13 hits, 5 runs on 6 hits for Indianapolis. Neither team's committed an error. Alex Young gave up 3 runs on 4 hits in 1 inning's worth of work. First pitch swinging and a ground ball hit to the shortstop. Tolman's got it, throws to first in time for out number one. One pitch and one away. Taylor Davis now. Broom, the sidewinding righty, deals a breaking ball outside. Big sixth inning, the difference for the Clippers, a 7-run frame. Oscar Gonzalez had a 3-run triple. Your Phoenix Bats big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. The 1-0 is in for a called strike. 1-1 now to Davis. He has gone 0-3 so far. Broom's pitch fouled on the first base side. 1-2. Righty's ready. Here's his pitch. Breaking ball popped up, shallow right field. Fry heading out. Second baseman Palacios calling him off, though. Richie will make the catch for out number two. Clippers one out away now from a 2-1 series lead. Connor Kizer stands in. Robert Broom making his sixth appearance on the season, 1-0 with a 4.76 ERA, trying to work a clean ninth, so throws strike one. 5 2/3 innings for Broom. He has walked 5, struck out 3, hit 2 batters. But he has yet to allow a hit. Well, that just changed. Line shot into right field, a clean single off the bat of Connor Kizer. I mean, an odd thing. When a guy has not allowed a hit over 5 2/3 innings, but he has a 4.76 earned run average. Still odd when he's only given up one hit, but not as noteworthy. A man at first for Kanan Smith and Jigba as we go back to the top of the order for Indianapolis. The first pitch is in for a called strike, 0-1. A 1. Fastball fouled on the third base side. K Kanan, the brother of Jackson Smith Njigba, who set a lot of records for the Ohio State Buckeyes last year as a wide receiver. 0-2. Frisbee finishes outside. 28th ranked prospect, according to Baseball America, in the Pittsburgh system, Smith Njigba. The 1-2. Outside.
Let's go, Kanan.
Yankees drafted him. Traded him to Pittsburgh in 2021. That was the Jameson Taillon trade. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, strike three. A dandy over the outer half. And that's your ball game. Clippers fans, you can ring your bells because the Columbus Clippers beat Indianapolis today by a final score of 12-5. Postgame show coming up after this.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge-to-edgeness. From fresh-sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. We show how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple. So you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
It was a good day for Columbus at Victory Field. They come away with the victory by a final score of 12-5 against the Indianapolis Indians. Let's tell you how it happened here in the Circle City today. Well, early, it belonged to Indy as he scored two runs in the first inning. Over the course of three batters, Travis Swaggerty singled, Anthony Alford walked, Rodolfo Castro had a two-run double, and the Clippers rookie starter, Jaime Arias, was on the ropes, but he struck out the next two. That gave him three strikeouts in the first inning, and Arias would go three, pitching pretty well outside of that three-batter stretch. He would not factor in the decision, however. Clippers went to the bullpen after that. The Clippers scored their first run in the third inning. It came with a two-out single, or excuse me, a leadoff single, followed by a two-out single for Luke Maley. That played at Jose Fermin, and Fermin would factor in this game all day long. 2-1, the Clippers trailed heading into the sixth inning. Oscar Gonzalez led it off with a strikeout. Daniel Johnson had a single and a stolen base. Alex Call walked. David Fry struck out. So the runners at first and second with two outs. Indianapolis was one good pitch away from really escaping any damage. And then the wheels came off. Jared Eichhoff hit Mitch Tolman to load the bases. That was it for Eichhoff. He came out of the game. Indianapolis went to the bullpen, gave the ball to Brad Case, and Case would not have a good day. Jose Fermin, the first man up, would give the Clippers their first lead of the game. The offering is softly hit into shallow right field. Coming hard, Swaggerty. Smith and Jigba. Neither gets there. And this game is tied. Scoring now, the Clippers will take the lead as scoring from second base is Alex Call. So the Clippers went on top, and they were not done. Richie Palacios followed with an RBI base hit. Back-to-back walks loaded him up again for Oscar Gonzalez, who had gone 0-for-3 previously with a pair of strikeouts. No fastballs came Gonzalez's way, and finally he was able to connect on a breaking ball, and he did some damage. Next pitch, breaking ball, hit in the air to left field, hit pretty well. Alford back at the warning track. Lynn is in. Here comes another. Maley coming around third. He'll be waved in. Gonzalez heading for third. Head first dive. Belly flop into the bag. That's a three-run triple. That broke it open for the Clippers. They would pour it on more in the seventh inning. Three more runs came in to score. Two of them scoring on Jose Fermin's fourth hit of the day. It was a two-run double. He would come around to score as well. That was his third run of the game, and the Clippers got their final run in the ninth inning on a solo home run from Will Benson, his first extra base hit of the year. Hopefully that will get him going, and the Clippers bullpen did the job today, allowing nothing outside of the eighth inning to Indianapolis. And so the Clippers get their 11th win of the season, and their 11th different pitcher gets the win as Eli Lingos moves to 1-0 on the season. So that'll do it here from Victory Field. Final totals today for Columbus, 12 runs, 13 hits, no errors, and 9 men left on base. Indianapolis, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 5. Lingos the win. Eichhoff suffers the loss. It took 2 hours and 47 minutes to play in front of 3,211 at Victory Field. For Kevin Minor, back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell saying thanks for being with us from Victory Field. Tomorrow's game, 7:05 first pitch. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.